All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this, my friend,
come on,
is the R&B Money Podcast.
It is.
This is the authority on all things R&B.
Where the fuck is your accent?
Hold on, my friend.
Yeah.
Be careful, my friend, what you ask for, because, you know, it's a flow in my spirit. Oh, my God. Show's going to have a certain flow today.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
You know.
Mate.
Come on, bruv.
The way we try to organize this thing as it flows, as it reaches your spirit and your insides, it kind of models poetry.
Yeah. Huh. Yes, it does. It flows so well.
It flows so well. The poetry flows so well, and you put it together, and it's like a flowing tree kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it just got expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. It just, the level of gift has gone to the stratospheres and outer spheres and galaxies that we've never seen. I'm just excited to be here to talk to this young lady who's just one of the most talented human beings I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Oh, her name. Let's say her name correctly,
her name,
because it deserves reverence. Marsha Ambrosius.
Amazing. Amazing. One more time for me. Ambrosius. Is that how you said it?
Ambrosius.
Okay, so some people do say Ambrosius, right?
Okay.
Then it's Ambrosius. I don't even know how to pronounce my own name anymore. I've heard it back to me so many times. Wrong.
How did you hear it when you were born?
When I was born, darling, I came out of the womb and they said, there she is, Marsha Ambrosius.
Ambrosius.
Yeah, it was Ambrosius. But when I got to America, it was like, what's up, my Marsha? Ambrosius or Ambrose or Ambrose or Ambro.
Ambrosius. So it's almost like a Z.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ambrosius. I kind of like Marsha Ambrose.
I was referred to as not even Marsha Ambrose. Oh, there go Marsha Ambrose. Ambrose. And I just left it. You know what? Being in Philadelphia that long, it was what it was. But I love it.
Ambrosius. I love Ambrosius.
Thank you, darling, with your wonderfully awful British accent.
Well, there are a lot of things I don't do to put all of them on display. So,
and there
that's
it is.
Why we're here. Thank you.
It's a bit
first of all.
I know. What's up, guys? I feel like this is a mild family reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You're like one of the rare artists, one of the rare entities where you've been able to maintain a mystique about you. Mm-hmm. But every time your name is brought up, it's like a real thing still to this day.
That's lovely to hear.
Your imprint. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because you're wonderfully talented, it's because you're an awesome human being, but you're very distinct in how you approach all of it. Like, it's very much yours.
I've been my intentions have always been to do just that. I think I've been such a unique individual in this very, when I say urban space, in our R&B field. Unfortunately, on one side, it's been deemed as one thing, one toned. It's this box. And then you try and do that one thing that makes you outstanding, and you're seeing how long that can sustain. And you're like, okay, how long can I get away with being myself before I'm then forced into having to fine tune this thing that people are grasping towards? Because what, R&B has been the driving force
of course,
our space for however long. And it's wild that I remember doing my first solo project with Late Nights and Early Mornings, and I had so many gems in the cut, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to put this record out. And there's this one thing. I hope she cheats on you with a basketball player. Which, playing basketball my entire life, it just felt like a funny little joke, a little freestyle. Right. I did on, what was it, Ustream we used to have at the time. Freestyled it on Ustream. And that's the thing that takes off. Not Far Away, not Sour Times, not Lose Myself, not any other record. The ratchet one, the outlandish statement. And I was like, I see R&B and hip hop doing this fusion thing where the shift is about to happen and people are going to go ratchet. And there's nothing that we can do other than hold on to the reins and still try and find yourself within it. But coming from a space of, I've been able to say what the fuck I want for so long. Mm-hmm. I should be able to say what the fuck I want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
100%.
But you have to stand on that in R&B. Mm-hmm. And some people have a way of doing it where anyone can sing your song and there's no uniqueness to it. It's just a good song and anyone can sing it. Mm-hmm. Name an artist, give it to them. But then there's me and there are very few people that are just going to say, okay, I'm going to sing a Marsha song because it's such a signature. It's so unique. Even if it's, I'm trying to touch on this little thing that I think R&B is for a joke. I hope she cheats. I hope she cheats is the most ratchet thing I think I did with my space in all of its uniqueness.
Is it ratchet or is it just the truth?
Like, it's a feeling.
It's just it's a real
feeling. It's a feeling.
But I'm saying ratchet coming from me where people are like, oh my God, Marsha. Like, say yes, Marsha. So it's the difference.
And
in
maybe
that.
We may look at it because we know you.
Mm. Exactly.
We may look at it differently. Mm. You know, like, it didn't surprise me.
Of course.
Hearing the record.
You know.
I'm like, makes it, she hoop.
Right. That's what I mean?
She feel a way about these LeBrons. You know what I mean?
I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter. I'm doing better now. And that was the song. And, you know, but it was still very much R&B.
Absolutely.
100%.
At its core.
It's the truth.
And that's what R&B is. It's just the truth. Yeah. You can interpret it however you want to.
It should R&B should be the truth. R&B should be the truth.
And that's the uniqueness that stands the test of time.
And I feel like I can stand on saying that I've done so for 20 plus years now. Yeah. And that's crazy to say that you've sustained that.
You can say that. You can say that.
Thank you. But in also praising what this platform is as well, you and I have brushed shoulders that entire time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. That's insane. Mm-hmm. To go into this being... Well, not front row. I only got like third row tickets to your concerts. I couldn't even, it was sold out by the time I was getting there. So I got a freebie, got in anyway. So there I am. Oh, tank. I deserve it. Like, top of your lungs. And I'm a fan. And then coming into it, we're sharing stages together.
Absolutely.
So not saying your age or nothing. You've been doing this.
No, I say my age all the time.
No, I know. But it's like to do that in our field. And really claim to not only have made R&B money, still making R&B money, still have R&B money. There's a big difference in that. Because in our field, a lot of money is exchanged. Well,
I just paid private school tuition, so I don't really got too much R&B money left this week.
No, but the fact that you can say that you had it to give that up. I know what that is. I have a door. I know what it is. It hurts.
All this jewelry is on borrowed time. I promise you that.
It hurt.
On borrowed time. If I got to pawn this shit.
You can.
So these babies can eat.
Hey, you see what I showed up in today? A black hoodie.
It will go back. And you ready to pull a caper.
I'm on. I hate it. No, we're not claiming that. We're actually going to stand on business and say that we make and
right.
still have
yes.
and laugh about the luxuries of kids in private school because of what we've done for 2+ decades now. That's insane and incredible.
You say it like
with
that.
With more
yeah.
to come.
Yeah,
like,
with more to come.
I haven't written my best song yet.
Talk
written
about
it. Loads of them.
Yeah.
I can write so much more, like, and will. There's too much life to be had. It's too many memories to make. And just to see the reaction from people in the audience listening to these songs that we've made over that course of time and it resonating in a way, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And I respect that power, which is why I've only released so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've actually contained. Because it's a responsibility. You're responsible for someone's happiness, heartache, love, life, hate, just through the songs that we make.
Mm-hmm.
It is a responsibility. And I do take it seriously. It's terrible, but...
It should be, though. You ain't playing?
I'm not. My music isn't for play. Like, don't play it if you don't mean it. Like, you want a one-night stand... And you want to play a Marsha record, it might turn into forever.
Listen, I can think. You know what? No.
Oh, shit.
You wife. Can share.
I have a wife. What are we doing? Let's go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When does someone say in the beginning? Give me the birthplace of your unique self.
Having a crush on the guy that worked in McDonald's in Camberwell, London, England, South London. He was a friend of a kid that lived down the street. His name was Mark. I don't even know his friend's name. I just knew that he had the old school brown McDonald's uniform. Remember, like the shitty brown with the hats and the clean press shirt, like that McDonald's.
The shitty brown.
Like I have no.
So he worked at McDowell's.
Yeah, McDowell's. Not the Big Mac, but the Big Mac.
Big Mac.
So my school was within 5 minutes walking distance. McDonald's was like 7 minutes the opposite direction. I didn't need to be over there, but would go over there and just stand outside the window.
That's what a crush did.
Salivating over, the cheeseburger, but him as well. And this song I wrote in my head at the time was called Gonna Getcha. So I was out to get him. Like,
were you high behind a tree too?
Like, it was called Gonna Getcha. Like, I was walking down the road when I saw your face. It was so terrible. You looked at me and yeah, you went away. It was like really corny, really cheesy, but the core of it and the essence of it.
I'm not mad at none of you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My little, had it early.
12, 13 early. Year old melody, years go by. Now I'm in my teens, where feelings are true feelings. And that turned into butterflies. So it was, I just want to touch and kiss and I wish that I could be with you tonight. You what? Give me butterflies. So I wrote Butterflies about him.
At what age?
I was like 16.
What?
I had to be 16, 17, because I was definitely going to that bus stop to get the 35 bus to Brixton to play for the Brixton Top Cats. I was still playing ball at that time. And I would go to that McDonald's every single time, get the bus.
How long did he work at that McDonald's?
It was like 3-4 years.
Oh, yeah, he put in time.
Yeah,
was he the
he
manager?
Put in work. I don't even know. I just remember the uniform going from dusty brown to, you know, the white shirt. So maybe he was flipping burgers at first and then sweeping the floor.
Now,
like,
fries.
Now I'm on fries. And that's when the big start rolling in.
Exactly. A year or two, I make assistant manager.
Exactly. So
butterflies
happens from that. So my unique perspective on seeing this very monotonous scenario come from innocent feelings like, oh, one day I'm going to get you to, no, I have feelings. You give me butterflies. Like, all you got to do is just walk away and pass me by. You don't even acknowledge my smile when I tried to say hello to you. Yeah. So I felt that, but really melodically and in composing certain songs like that stemmed from my obsession with Jodeci.
There's always that.
Yeah. Like Jodeci have been my reason. Okay. So Prince, Michael, Stevie, no particular order, favorite artists of all time. And they're like the umbrellas of then everyone else. Because I can say all the other names, they just go in those brackets. Stevie, every performer, writer, musician, Prince, complete rock star, abstract in his own way. Michael was just a fucking star.
Yeah. Yeah, star of stars.
Legend. Yeah. Star of stars. Hits of hits. And I loved them all dearly. I didn't want to make music until I heard the production of Devontae. Make music, like sit there, figure out.
Was anybody in your family making music though? Or no?
My dad.
Your dad was making music.
My dad
too.
Was a musician and basketball coach.
Okay.
Hence
yes.
me.
Yeah, you.
So it was him playing bass or lead guitar, singing in a 70s funk band called Supercharge that were actually signed to Virgin.
Yeah, Supercharge.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I don't be liking all the nasty niggas
when
be saying
I was born. One of them, no, like.
Yeah, Supercharge, I'm rolling
Supercharge
with.
Supercharge is doing it. So yeah. I had that background and there's me watching my dad play all these instruments and don't touch that. And he, you know, Mr. Miyagi'd me into, okay, I'm going to touch it. I'm going to play this bass real quick. I'm going to play these keys real quick. I'm going to play, you know.
Same.
So
yeah.
The love for music came from just it being around me, but listening to that Jodeci era, the New Jack Swing era, I was like, what are they doing? What is this thing? Let me figure out these chords. Let me listen to these harmonies. What do you do again? And then I'm the fifth member of Jodeci vocally. I can find the other harmony in anything. Like it's insane.
I feel like maybe I was the fifth member.
You think?
You can be six.
We can fight.
We can fight.
Like, you said that way too confidently. Yeah, too. No, I don't like
I'll
it.
I'll fight anyone.
I don't know if you've met Javonte.
You gave yourself a name. Okay. Nice to meet you, Javonte.
Mr. Because I'm both. I'm Mr. Dalvin.
Mr. Dalvin and
Mr.
Javonte. So yeah, Mr. Javonte.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I don't know. This episode, where we had KC on here.
Yeah. And he verified this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sang.
We had on our leather.
I don't know if we actually verified, but other than thanked you for being so gracious and nice and kind. But I will say, I don't know.
You might be 56 member, but I don't know if you're the fifth.
Fifth or sixth?
That's it, 56.
56?
Member 56.
Damn.
There's a lot of us out here.
There's no me. There's none. You seriously
It's your
had...
episode, so I'm going to give you this. I'm going to
You got it. You
I'm gonna
you listen got it. To all right. Listen to any one of my songs a cappella, and really hear my harmony arrangements, and just know where that comes from. That, so you can claim whatever your spot is.
Yeah,
I just know for
you
me.
You putting it in the music.
It's all in there.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that influence is in there, and my reasons why to create the way I create stemmed from really picking apart what that was, and it was from the interludes, like the nerve of the interludes were just outrageous in 90s R&B. And to want to carry that further and keep the integrity of what my R&B is for me is what I've pursued this entire time. And the longevity in that is why you can sustain that, because people want to feel exactly that. They want to fight for their sixth or seventh position that they so claim. Rep your set.
Look at her. Look at her. Don't make me call Casey.
Oh, I got him on speed dial. I'll call the family. I'll call his wife.
Wow. Well, I'll call his mama. How about that?
Ooh.
She loved Tank.
She
loved Tank. I gotta step aside on that one.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna have to bow down to that one. That's fine.
No, the
but
worst.
Look at that.
Now, I'm gonna tell you the worst thing.
Who
though.
Are we fighting over 20, 30 years from now?
The worst thing is, don't go to an NBA game with Tank.
Why?
Every NBA nigga's mama are the biggest Tank fans you've ever met in your life. It's the craziest thing in the world. It's the craziest thing in the world.
I'm Unk.
I'm like, wait, who mama is that? Oh, you know, that's just my man. You know, I had to go saying happy birthday.
I graduated to Unk. I'm the mama's
so
man.
That's
now.
How he trumps that all arguments. I call him mama.
Call him mama.
That's not fair.
I get their mama's tickets.
I get their mama's tickets. It's true.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that.
Nothing.
There's nothing we can like, do about that.
So when you're going through this phase, right, where you're becoming the songwriter and you're loving the music, you're also playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
How are you juggling the two? Because what you're talking about musically is not a locker room conversation.
No.
That's not like you're not taking the Jodeci tapes into the basketball locker room and y'all talking about the Devontae harmonies and the piano.
Kind of but my version you know what I mean? Of that was having my, the Walkman at the time, which is shaky, juggly cassette tape advancing into the CD. It was me with my headphones and all of the teammates. Oh, Mar, sing that song again. Sing Mary J.
You were that. Yeah. Oh, you were Jukebox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love that.
That was my way of sharing it and then getting the, you know, still very insecure in that arena. Didn't really want to be on any stages. Didn't want to be seen. But my teammates, they're your hype.
Your biggest fans.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, sing that again. Y'all might if you can sing. Yeah. And I'm like.
And you putting in your time.
Yeah.
You putting in
so
your time.
So that was my very intimate first experience of putting myself out there.
Yeah.
So that was my version of, okay, maybe I'm onto something. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't juggling. Not according to my dad, who was very much, you're going to be about this basketball life 100%, or you're going to take music seriously. And I didn't take music seriously until I tore ligaments. Can we get the violins or some sad music for that moment? Because it was
we got
devastating. Devastating. It was tragic. Keep going. I heard the crunch.
But were you in America yet?
I wasn't. I was still overseas.
You're still overseas.
I was playing a 3-on-3 pickup game at Elephant and Castle Gym. And we hadn't lost a game. And I just wanted to play one more game. We lost the last game. And I was like, nah, I'm not leaving the floor until we win again. Play music again.
Play music again.
So I played that last game. And I remember receiving the ball. Remember, it was like yesterday. I went to cross over, and as soon as I hit that pivot, crunch. It's like it ricocheted through the entire gym. And now I just want to break down and cry. Lord, help me be. Oh, no. Yeah, it was over then, and then, yeah, you can stop now. So after that, the whole world ended. No, there's no need to get sad.
It's so great with your accent. Yeah, we're done now. Thank
yeah, we're so done much. So that's what happened. It was a movie scene. It was like slow motion. And I hadn't seen my life without basketball until that moment.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me, but after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Heartbreakingly crushing. Like, you don't picture your life without the thing that you love until you've lost it.
Yeah.
So music, hobby. I can listen to music all day. My mother's vinyl collection, outrageous. Go in the crib. Basketball, I'm up first thing in the morning. It's late nights and early mornings for basketball for me. It was practice Monday through Friday, away game Saturday, home game Sunday, repeat. I didn't have a day off, not with basketball. And then it's gone. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to write about it. And I got home, got a diary, got in front of my piano, and I wrote the song, If I Was a Bird. And that was about losing basketball, which was then a part of the first Flowetry album. So If I Was a Bird stemmed from Michael Jordan's documentary at the time, Come Fly With Me. I used to watch that on repeat
every
dang day. And it was, without basketball, my life is incomplete. So it's like you had me caught up in this starry-eyed world of dreams, and it's that one lost shot.
I like your jazz.
So all these songs are about flipping burgers and shooting baskets.
Regular shit. I take the most regular shit and I make it your everyday. Like most of my prolific longevity, long game, I want this music to live in the space forever. Basic sayings. It's what you gotta do is say yes. It's getting late. Why are you gonna be here? Hello, how are you? What are you up to? Nothing. I hope she cheats on you with a basketball player. It's very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Far away. And every minute you're gone, I'm missing you. So it's going to be a late night, early morning when I come home.
It just feels like, not that your universal calling will, you know, make the floor a little extra slippery at that time, or make your shoe stick to the parquet so that your knee goes to, not that it does that, right? But your calling has a way of showing itself and showing up to where you ultimately don't have a choice.
I agree with that. And that just comes with what is our gift. We can run from it if we want to. And it's going to be right there going, excuse me, the gift that I gave you, it's time for you to give it to the world, because that's what you've been blessed with. And regardless of where your headspace is at, what you think this is about to be, this is actually what it is. So even when I wanted to quit, like very recently, not quit, I just feel like I've completed what I wanted out of this space. It's like Super Mario Brothers. Level 8, I jumped over the dragon, saved the princess, I'm out. Like, it's done. I don't need to do anymore. There's nothing to prove. I wanted to sell a couple million records, work with my favorite artists, and I did all of the things that should be someone's bucket list very early on. Like, how a song that I wrote about the Doo-Doo Brown, McDonald's, his name might have been Michael. I don't know. Like, who knows? Which is trying to figure out, where are you? I really want to know where this guy is. I didn't know years later, Michael Jackson would hear a demo that was presented to him by John McClane, presented to him as a Flowetry album. Like, look, I want you to hear these girls. And a part of that demo package were the original Flowetry album, including two songs that were just demos. Say Yes was one of them. Say Yes was written for Ron Isley, that me and Dre Harris did that he didn't take, but it was specifically catered to him, but he didn't take it. So he ended up doing a duet with Jill Scott for that project and didn't take Say Yes. So Say Yes is just sitting there as this lonely demo, shipped it to Babyface, didn't want it. So now it's just this outstanding song, as well as Butterflies. So Mike hears this Butterfly song on this Flowetry demo. Like, what's that though? Can I have that? Mike, you can have the entire album. That's what you wanted
to do. Can I have that?
That's two Coming to America quotes thus far, like between the big bucks and this. Okay. So I didn't know that that's how these things were going to transpire, but you dream big enough, big dreams happen. So when it starts to happen, I can't then say, not I quit, but there's got to be more in me. If that was my start, I can't start there and then. Where do you go from there, though?
Wherever you want.
You just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
That was the year 2000 that demo resurfaces, is repurposed, and Andre Harris and myself go in the B room of A Touch of Jazz, and I'm like, look, I have this record, Dre. I know that you are the guy. You did Long Walk, The Way, like my favorite Jill records. I know it's you. Let's get this. We do that demo. By March of 2001, we're in the studio with Michael Jackson telling him what to do and how to do it. Like, he's behind the glass like, yo, Mike, one more time. Bit pitchy. One more time. Me with the talk back telling
that's
Michael
crazy.
Jackson.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I'm that's 23 crazy. At that time.
And you guys don't have your, you guys have your deal yet or no? Is Floyd
we signed our deal December.
Okay.
So the end of that year. So we were already at DreamWorks. And then the album's done. So we're literally waiting for papers at that point. Two illegal aliens trying to get this record deal. Oh, so it was, hey, let's get you some visas so we can put you
to
work.
There is that.
Yeah. Yeah. So the album, our album didn't drop until October of that following year, I think. So by the time all that was squared away. But yeah, there's Michael Jackson, like Michael motherfucking Jackson.
And I think too, like you said, it all comes from your demos going through the hands of John McClane, mm-hmm. who are, and at this point, he's at DreamWorks.
Right.
If you sign anywhere else.
Well, for what?
Michael Jackson never hears.
Not even a little bit.
Or even if you know, we just always, we like to connect it. You know what I mean? We like to connect the dots, and we, you know, when people are thinking of why I did this or why I didn't do this and all these other things and what didn't come from something,
mm-hmm.
like just signing to this, you know, boutique label.
Exactly.
Because that wasn't like, they weren't like the biggest of the big.
We were supposed to be with Motown, and then it's John McClane, and it's Michael Jackson, and it's, I might want to go that route. Because
I'm going to need this butterflies.
Jeez.
And that's how business-wise, that's how that all kind of transpired, which is crazy. But Michael Jackson himself telling me, you know, if this is your beginning, imagine where you're going to go.
Right.
So Flowtree go on to go platinum, couple of Grammy nuds, and toured for years, and then...
So here's a question before you go there. Mm-hmm. Does the Michael Jackson work, just that being in that conversation and being in that room, make the Flowtree that much more urgent to the building?
Did you guys become more of a priority?
Yeah.
Well, like you said before, it was still very much boutique.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the rock side, it was Alien Ant Farm. On the urban side, it was ourselves, Ron Isley, what was her name? Why am I missing that right now? I really don't know what you came here for. Is it Jonelle? Is that her name? Jonelle, I think. Lovely girl. We've actually had conversations.
Was Dave Hollister there yet?
No, I don't think so.
Was he there yet?
It was very, it was contained. This is 2000 when we signed, but 2001 when all of these things started to happen. So I'm not saying there was a level of urgency now that these, I think it was a talking point. So even with our papers not being done, it wasn't like we could release the album that day. And Flowetry, the Flowetic album, we're talking a completely different time in industry. Like our first video was up for a VMA. Like we're up against Coldplay. Like we had different budgets back then. You know what I mean? So it was,
talk about it.
It was different.
Yeah.
So I had a different spoiled experience of what industry was like. Mm-hmm. And I don't think... Even with the Michael Jackson coming into play, when that album was released, Butterflies was still very much, and here's the demo on the actual album, the Butterflies demo that Marsha sang, and this is why.
Yeah, the fact that you guys were able to use it on the album too.
That was a DreamWorks play, and they could because it was the same building, and it was like the silent, not so silent co-sign head nod.
The Michael nod.
Yeah.
These are my girls. They looked out for me. I'm looking out.
And that's what that was. So,
I think you should use it as well.
You think he said it just like that?
Or, you know, the voice everybody be throwing around is just, man, you should use that shit, man. I'm telling you.
Now,
I'm telling you.
The Michael voice he gives, and you're a singer. I know you have a deep, husky voice, but preservation is key. Mm-hmm. I feel like he only had that voice. He was preserving.
Preserving, yeah.
Every single yeah. ounce of his yeah. vocal mm-hmm. to just be the icon and performer yeah. that he
the
was.
The Jacksons talking talk.
They still.
Yeah, they talk soft.
Yeah.
When they talk to you, they talk soft. They don't project. They don't do a whole bunch of yelling.
I'd be cracking jokes yeah. and laughing and drinking all tequila. Kind of shit.
You have to understand, I was in the studio, me and Andre Harris in the studio with Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. It was nothing but jokes.
Did he have beverages?
Andre is
did he
have completely beverages? Full. Beverages, what do you mean? Like bevies.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Bevies.
Like the kids.
What about weed? Any weed? Any?
No, but we did have smothered turkey chops and mac and cheese. And strawberry shortcake from a soul food spot in New York called Jezebel's. We had that every day.
Every
and some
day.
Fried chicken. Yeah, every we might day. Have had it every day. I put
get
on
get that macaroni
pounds.
Over here, man.
No, it was. It was lovely. Like Paris was... and Prince when they were very, very young, just kids chilling in the mm-hmm. studio. Like, it was very family wow. environment. Yeah, and it was a wild time.
So, when you get this record placed, have you done, I mean, obviously you're getting your record deal done. Have you done your publishing deal yet? Or did people find, how did that go?
Okay, so I already had a dusty, your
a
very,
dusty.
Your first, your first publishing oh, yeah. deal.
Okay. Okay.
You know, one of those. So they're just very much no throwing me war. In the studio with whoever, trying yeah. to see what sticks. And then I've gone to the States on a whim to do this Flowetry thing that pans out ultimately. And then it's, hey, I've got, you know, a placement on Michael
what? Jackson.
So it only upped the ante for me
yeah,
and
yeah.
lent to there like, oh shit, we've got a writer who's got a Michael Jackson record.
So did you renegotiate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
It's not gonna
in
work.
Retrospect, yeah. you kind of wish you just cashed out then and held yeah, on to all yeah, of your shit. Yeah. But yes, at the time.
But you didn't know. That money got you to,
well,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
it
got you to America.
Got you comfortable. It probably got you to America. Shoot.
R&B yeah. money coming yeah. to America. Yeah. And I came and had the means to do it. So, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't
yeah.
mind me asking, how much did they give you for your before you did Butterflies?
10 grand.
10 grand.
Yeah.
And did you have a crazy commitment?
No, it wasn't okay. that bad all of right. a commitment, okay. but then...
Was it, it was an MDRC, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So...
Make sure.
If you look at it like you never had a record deal yet and you didn't know where these placements were even coming from, mm-hmm. outrageous deal that I was then stuck into for years because of the renegotiation. Now they're trying to hold on to you and you're like, well, help me.
Yeah.
But you
help
got in at a time
give us 47
before,
more
before
songs.
The thresholds were created. So
yeah.
you were able to, with that one album...
Yeah, do what needs
with
to be
the
done.
Flowetry album.
Move,
yeah.
Move through a term.
Right.
A
so even up until Late Nights and Early Mornings, which is what, 2011, 2012, that wasn't so bad. And I've had this conversation before with record deals that were signed predating this streaming era,
mm-hmm.
is how are we supposed to fulfill album commitments and terms under those same contracts? Because
yeah.
Tower Records don't exist. We can't do an in-store signing. There's nothing physical for me to actually give you.
Yeah.
So what stipulates in my deal that I haven't turned that around already? Because the stream is not going to do it. The dollar amount
to
my contract. Everyone has to go back to the table. We're like stuck on a deal. I'd be in a 5-album deal for... 127 years.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
and like,
as
yeah,
it
the
stood,
mix,
you know
the
what
The mixtape
I mean?
Don't count until it reaches like
2
what?
Billion streams. Like
and
what?
Now it's an album.
The physicals count for this much of it. The digital only counts for this. Like,
but where does it say that in your contract? And where's the clause
no,
that even saw that?
They just automatic you though. They automatic you based on their negotiations.
Right,
the
they've been talking
services.
To the digital
oh, yeah. been,
services and platforms, which is insane. So if you write a lot of your songs and produce, so that's your 100%. And you might break off a producer if they came in and say, okay,
absolutely.
I'm going to layer it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take, let's go with 80-20. So out of 80% of that record that you have and you put it on iTunes or Amazon and you put it for sale, you're getting a substantial amount of your 80%.
Mm-hmm.
As it pertains to a sale.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting now?
As a stream?
point.
The fact that you said point.
Yeah, it starts there. It starts at point.
The fact that
it starts at point.
So imagine signing these contracts back in the day. You're hype. You've got a record deal. You write. You produce. You know that your fraction of that portion of the entire composition is solely yours. Yeah. Like butterflies, 70% mine, 70. I have that. So when it was out, it's 70, mine, all of it.
Yeah.
Now, streaming it, 70% of Butterflies by Michael Jackson is reduced to a point something?
Yeah, depending on what platform, it could be 0.003.
I didn't negotiate that. That's not in my contract. You know what I mean?
But here's also the question, though, because that 70 still performs well in the traditional spaces that it performed in, right?
You do.
This digital 70 is
brand new.
It's brand new.
Absolutely.
It's icing.
It's like I know we were just talking about this. It has to be negotiated better. Right?
But who starts these conversations? Like,
well, ultimately we have to.
Yeah.
But we have to do it in a sense outside of the major corporations. We have to start it from an independent sense of saying, I will not give you my product. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Right. It's the same thing as if you're Nike and Foot Locker is saying, well, we want to sell your shoes for this. This is what we want to give you.
Right.
And you being able to say, no. I don't want to put my shoes in Foot Locker. I'm going to put them in Champs.
Right.
And you have to make that
cost.
Right.
At this cost, right?
Yeah. So, and I think we also have to get into the super fan space of literally going direct to consumer.
So think about just saying that. Imagine when iTunes was iTunes, and if I go, oh shit, Tank has a new release. This, what was it, Tuesdays back then, whatever day it was, and I'm like, I want to buy your song. It's 99 cents or 99p in the UK. Mm-hmm. I've got to spend that entire for just you. Now with a subscription, you've reduced me to a monthly fee. So I, as the consumer, have access to everything.
To everything.
Not to specialize in exactly what it is that I want. I just have this plethora of music to go through and scroll through and not spend or invest any time in. It's kind of... what the fuck are we doing for real?
But what it is though is that it becomes a form of just radio in a sense,
which isn't fair. It's not fair. It's not a fair game.
It's never been a fair game. To be fair, it's never been fair.
But we've managed to get the R&B money where we can and where we have and sustained it. Not a lot of us can still get on a stage live and do that part. It's very much, okay, let me rely on what the wave is right now, get something that's trending, and that's my money, if that's the money. Like, I've never been in it for that. I've been in it for the art, and I've made money because of it. So I feel like my intentions were different. Like, recently, having gone in the studio with Dr. Dre, and Dr. Dre very unrealistically saying, do whatever the fuck you want. What does that mean? I can play Jesus with music? And that's exactly what we did in the studio for this project, Casablanco. Like,
Casablanco.
Even when you say it, it's just this mysterious
It's high level.
I'm seeing the whole movie right now.
Yeah, it's a bit bigger than an album. And, you know, everyone, Marsh, when's that? It's a bit bigger than just an album. We're talking Dr. Dre here. So what took us ultimately 2 weeks to get the grasp of what the album actually was, to implement the strings and to implement having to clear what we decided to borrow and take from this time capsule of music during a time when we didn't know where the world was going during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up out here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if we had to take the music that we cared about and make it one thing and listen to it in one space, what would that be? So it's the audacity to take Duke Ellington and Michael Jackson and George Benson and Patrice Rushen and Wu-Tang and Frank Sinatra and random things that identify us as musicians as a whole and put it in one space to then be reduced to giving it away as a soundbite or radio.
You have to now be more, what would be the word for it? Just you have to take a different chance with the music and not go into these spaces that have just always been what they are. Mm-hmm. And where people are making up terms and making up new ways to do bad business, which you can say, listen, you have to take ownership in it completely. It's just my opinion, especially when if I'm fucking Dr. Dre and
I'm using that as an example,
you can release it how you please.
Of course. Now, but
if you want to be a part of their platforms, the only way is to give it to them either at their whatever their pricing is, or say, hey, let's negotiate. Mm-hmm. If you want this album, this is the negotiation to it. These are the numbers that we want. Or not, or I'm going to now, vinyl is getting cracking again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to press it up in vinyl.
And there'll be vinyl too.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the game we're in.
But there's a way
that is where we're at.
Consumers to absolutely get from any artist that they care about. It's just, where are you going
to
find us?
But I think it's a way to do both, right? Mm-hmm. There's a way to, feed the system, but also from a super fan aspect or from the desire of the super fan, still supply the experience in a way that you want them to have by creating the space that they have to come and get it from. If you are a super fan, if you desire to really experience this the way it's supposed to be experienced, that out there is just they have the music.
I don't but even the experience remember getting your like radio, your boombox, and waiting for the radio station to come on and praying that they play that record and press and record, even with the DJ yelling all over that shit, and you rewind it, crank it up until the end when it's fading out. There's no urgency with music like that anymore, or listen to in a way where we had it. It's like we had a spoiled experience of the way we listen to music or the way it was presented to us. Right. Like right now, it's may as well be friggin' what's them singles websites, Tinder, swipe left if you don't like it.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
So yeah, it was creating orgasms through music is my thing. So imagine having Casablanca as a landscape and this very unrealistic, elevated version of life from a billionaire's perspective. What are those orgasms like now? So walking into that studio and hearing, I mean, imagine hearing Say Yes for the first time, but the melodies I heard for this for the first time, I now have to create different orgasms. So without getting too kinky, for me, no, this is how I operate. If I walk into a studio, I'm seducing every single instrument that's implemented into the composition.
Mm-hmm.
We fuck him, basically.
Yeah.
You have to fuck the music. You have to fuck that shit up. And you can't, there's no friction there. It's all smooth. So with every musician that Dr. Dre had in that studio, whether that was Bluetooth, Focus, Trev, Dem Joints, Sly, all of these elements had to get fucked up to make it one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you press play and it's this symphony, all of these elements are giving each other space and energy and intimacy all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where your spot is, if it's sometimes it's my neck, sometimes it's my kneecap, sometimes it's a brush of my arm, and it's seductive. That's what music is supposed to do. And I've been doing that for 2 decades plus, starting from that one. I'd say that was the sexiest song to that particular time frame that I'd done. And continued to go on and do way more, whether that was 69 and So Good with the interns, and even Late Nights and Early Mornings with Rich Harrison. It was just all of these moments of sex through music. And you want to be that.
You damn right.
You want to be that. You do. When you do your concerts, you're like, I'm your threesome.
Mm.
I'm the threesome. You're in that room.
Is that how
you're listening to
tour?
That.
That's how you're going to promote the tour?
I'm stealing so much of your lingo. I'm downloading.
I want all my credit.
What'd
you take? 20%? I'll take. I ain't taking point nothing. Okay. I'll tell you that. I'm
negotiating
that.
I will call you and
give
me
that Spotify.
Nine compositions.
Done.
Jesus. Right.
But that's what we do.
There's a hierarchy of sensual moments. And Say Yes is right on that top tier with Untitled.
That's up there.
Like there's a high level of songs that are automatically intimate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No one's talking.
Right.
Everyone's just trying to figure out who's gonna go first?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
When those top tiers, like the song comes over.
Just don't read the room wrong.
Right, where's this going exactly?
Don't be the nigga trying to go first, and the room ain't really trying to go with you.
They played the song. I didn't know what you want me to do. I didn't. It wasn't time. I was early. No.
There is a time and place.
Yes.
But it's great to have those records.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like, you know the moment in the show where you're like, okay, you know where this is going. Yeah. You play that first
chord
and you know it.
During my piano segment, I've performed
you
it.
You must.
With my shirt
off. And you know what happens? You've seen that effect.
Say, look at me.
So you understand the power in that.
And as you said, I become the threesome.
Exactly.
Not figuratively, because
I
have
I
a
want
wife.
The audience to have that.
Yes. That experience
it's
with you.
It's such a compliment. Like, having been coined a lesbian for so long, and I don't know, it's the tomboy. It's the lesbian. There she is. It's my, like, I don't know. I've been completely comfortable with my sexuality for it's the last thing I would hide about me based on the music that I make.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't mind that attention or that want for you to me to be. It's intimate. That's perfectly fine. It's the music. I want to be your threesome. However that goes, whatever your preference, it's you give your, it's the power in it. You give that sex away. You can't help who's going to be turned on.
I can't.
We don't know what turns on.
I can't. I be trying to tell my wife, babe, you can't manage.
It's
how it comes to me. Yeah. You can't.
You about to get this nigga stabbed.
And that's, don't get stabbed. And your wife knows I love her. Don't stab him. But this is the responsibility of what it is.
We are superheroes.
He's going.
Straight, gay, whatever it is, the music is whatever it is.
Yeah.
We give it away and it's intimate.
And you let the people interpret it.
Let them dance with it.
Yeah.
It's intimate. Like One Night Stand. This song, One Night Stand, when the concept of the song came to me, it was because of how the music sounded. And I was like, oh, this is the morning after we fucked, for sure. This is exactly sounds like the triumphant. Who the fuck is that in the covers? I don't even know. The dick was amazing.
Who is that in the covers?
We'll never know. Look, check the toes like boomerang. Oh, yeah, I know exactly who that is. And that's perfectly fine.
Yep.
But it was that morning after sex. Mm-hmm. It was, you're under those covers looking at the ceiling like, we should fuck again one more time just to make sure it was that good. And then you do. You're like, oh shit, is this forever then? Are we in love? No, it was just one night.
You just say that earlier. If they listen to the music,
your one night could be forever.
Your one night could be forever.
And that's okay too. And that's how we
that's
make.
It's not always okay. It's not always okay.
Yeah, 18 years from now, I shall not be responsible for any child support incurred, nor the godmother of any of your children.
Yeah.
Are you giving us a win though? Like a win? Like you really giving us, you're giving us the magical pitch, right? You're giving us all of the
when do we get to
all
hear
of
it?
The intimate details in the intricacies.
Well, we can go off camera and I can play you a couple
of things. Oh, that's all we needed to hear. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, can I give actual dates? Can I say a date? I'm looking off camera right now, so we can say a March date. You will be getting something.
Ah! Yeah.
Okay.
End of March, it. Something we is like coming. It. And it's going to be a cool summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, it turn is. Your piano up.
It's
man.
On, man.
Come
I
on,
got
man.
It on.
Come
I
just on, been... man. Come on, man.
You know, I just. So, speak of us being superheroes. In our respective fields, we. A lot of the music that we've sang and we've. Written and produces. It's all well and good. But there's a lot of music that has inspired you to do what you do. So the people who watch the R&B Money podcast, they want to know.
What they want to know, champ?
They want to know.
They want to know.
Want to know.
No particular order.
Order.
Two of those spots will be placed, whether they should or shouldn't be anyone's top five, but they're the vocalists of vocalists for me.
Mm-hmm.
Luther Whitney. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those two spots are just taken.
Yes.
So now I'm down to three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson takes like three versions of himself because I love ABC Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I love Off the Wall Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The Dirty Diana Mike did something else to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like he's three in one.
He is. Not almost. He absolutely is.
He's him.
Can you have Casey and JoJo as one vocal?
Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, now, for two voices to be so different and complement each other in such a way that made them one hasn't been matched to this day to me.
No.
Because listening to the difference of a very sensitive, almost soprano JoJo in its pure high tone to Casey's growl, it's almost like you'd be threatened to sing after Casey, but not if you're JoJo.
Sure.
Anyone else, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
but not if you're JoJo.
And it's only because it's been recently, like Donny Hathaway, and it took me a couple of different people that would have been in my top five, but someday we'll all be free. That song, I don't think I could not cry if I hear it.
Mm.
And it's the power in a vocal being able to do that to me.
Yep.
And five is unfair because it means I don't get to mention who currently holds spots, whether that's Jasmine Sullivan, You know what I mean? Like, and what she can do with her
come on,
vocal.
Keep going. 6, 7, 8,
like,
nine.
There's
75.
Tina Marie, what top she did with her vocal.
Top 9.
Top 9. Like, there's, but this is all.
12.
Stevie Wonder. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
The stories that he can tell with his tone before even lyrics come into it and claims he can't see. We know that you can see. It's fine.
You going there? Okay. All right. Because I'm not getting in that. You and Tank. I'm not getting in that.
We agree.
I didn't say I didn't agree.
I said I ain't getting in
it. I'm just not getting in that.
Yeah.
I see us in the park. Do you?
Man. I don't want no smoke, Stevie. I don't want no smoke.
I love Stevie. From what I hear, Stevie can fight. I'm not going to do this with you, Marsha.
Say quick. Say quick.
Cap.
I'm not going to do this with you.
Cap.
It's not fair. How dare. There's a ribbon in the sky for our love. Is there? Oh. Is there a ribbon in the sky? Is it up there for our love?
I've actually never seen one in the sky. So
he did.
Yes. He has.
That was a lob.
That was a lob. Yeah, yeah.
I threw
yeah.
that one left-handed too.
East baby.
That was Dwayne Wade.
Okay, here we go.
Get out of here.
Top 5 R&B songs.
5.
Okay. Because we didn't. You say that because we didn't need to get. Okay. I Want to Spend the Night by Bill Withers.
We want Bill Withers.
Ooh.
I want to spend. I want Anthony Hamilton to cover it. And I feel like you get a Grammy.
Come on, man.
Just saying.
Where you at, Anthony? You heard it.
That's one of my favorite songs. The Breakup Song by Me.
Okay, come on. Might as well. We're going to get our...
Because, like...
We're going to get our publishing for all you niggas out there making your playlist.
The Breakup Song was like, listen to that shit.
Yeah.
That came from a really
So is that your favorite song of yours?
No. Yeah. Oh. I have way more than that, but we're talking about... You said top 5 of what this... If I was going with songs, like who wrote that shit melodically and did that?
You did that.
It's
you.
In there.
Talk to yourself.
That's who?
You.
It's in there. I Can't Help It. Thank you, Stevie, for giving that to Mike.
Looking out for the bro.
Definitely looked out for the bro.
Mm. Mm. What a joint, too.
See, with this 5, the Bad Album, can we have that as like one entire song?
The Bad
song?
Album.
The whole.
Because most people. Listen,
no, listen, listen.
People
off the
don't
wall
give
is
bad
great.
It's respect. Bad, I love it. Shit,
bad
I
is
doing.
The
I
most
bad
I am I love him what doing. Album ever created. Thriller, okay, fine. You're doing what you're doing still to this day. To follow that shit up and have the nerve to say, I'm bad. There's no skips on there. That's one whole thing. Remember the time. It's, shit.
How you cooking?
Okay. Forever My Lady Jodeci.
Come on.
Because
come
they
on.
Were four
come on with it.
Very young black men with Dr. Martens on and like see through the Zipper Jones.
Before Prada. Way before Prada was making that.
So you're having my baby. Short suits. And it means so much to me.
That the second line
there's nothing
is the
more
most
precious.
Important line.
You know what I'm saying? It's and the it, narrative that we were giving. 90s black men to love and support the family bond.
So I'll be talking in my accent after this for the rest of the day.
Oh, now you've got the rest of you. You've got a couple hours to go.
You're going to see too many episodes of Top Boy.
Gangs of London.
That's a good one. Well, I've lived in America for like 20 plus years, so if I'm around you guys, I'm Philadelphian. Long enough.
What
this
Ray
is
Charles
the
doing?
Camera.
What Ray Charles doing?
Hey, you know what?
See, kind of.
Let me see. One more second. Can we get it, Jay?
We need it.
We get it.
We need it.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no name. Where you was? Where you was what you did. Don't face me. I ain't saying no name.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Very special segment of the show. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm.
Where you give us a story, funny or fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Or funny and fucked up. Only rule to the game. You can't say no names. I mean, it could be overseas, middle sea, under the sea. Wherever you want to be. All you got to do is tell a story without saying no names.
Okay. There was this one time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
On tour. And there was a day off in Amsterdam. So said artist decided to partake in what you do when you're in Amsterdam, which was get high, like really high, like spark up in the hotel. The concierge lit you up high and it's, you just checked in. It's noon. And
it's noon.
Yeah.
That artist proceeded to smoke, go to a cafe across the street. There was a menu full of delicious treats like marshmallow s'mores and cookie dough and stuff like that. And it infused with...
Oh, with more.
More.
With more of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amsterdam. So, of course, they picked the marshmallow small one, took that to the face, and they were even more high. So on this day off, before you know it, sun up, sun goes down. What happens in Amsterdam? Red light district. So that artist and the band decide to go down there and see what all the fuss is about. So in doing so, you look through a couple of those glass windows. It's some sexy shit. And you find yourself in there. And you're high. So this artist goes in there, gets up to whatever, comes back outside, finds a sex shop, goes in the sex shop and buys a sex toy. So this artist then decides that it would be a good idea to go back to the hotel and try this thing out. It was from Amsterdam. Might be a different feeling, I don't know. So lobby call for the departure of the tour bus to take that artist to the next city was coming up. So they decided to take all of their stuff out the room, take the sex toy, get on the bus before anyone else gets on this actual bus and partake there so they wouldn't pass out in the room and, you know, miss lobby call.
Okay.
Made sense to that artist at the time.
Okay.
So get all the stuff, get the code to the bus, put the bags, you know, where they're supposed to be, get in the bunk. Now, if you've been on tour, you know when the generator is not on, it's pitch black on them buses. Pitch. You can't see shit, but work out one bunk, two bunk. Feel your way down to the bottom. You're in the middle bottom bunk. Knows that artist. Not the one on the right, the one on the left. Told them to get in that bunk. So the artist got in the bunk that belonged to them, or so they thought. Batteries were included. And they proceed to go to town with this toy for however long it took to not only forget what actually happened, but wake up the following morning as the bus is in motion. So whatever happened in between going has just done a don't recall what the fuck. The artist then woke up while the bus is moving. So the bus is moving. That means everybody's on the bus.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is the fucking sex toy, is this artist thinking? They go to, what did they say? They went to lean up to go. It's still in between said thighs where it previously allowed the artist to pass out. And it's still on. It switches on. The artist is now having what feels like a multiple orgasm while banging their head on the top of the other bunk, trying to pretend that nothing's happening, that they've lost something. Oh, I can't find it. You can hear commotion. What the fuck is going on? Finally find the switch. It's off. They look out the bunk. Everyone's kind of, you know, rustling curtains to like see what the fuck has happened. And the sex toy packaging is just everywhere. Like, you know, that plastic that you can't
it's
rip
hard,
apart.
It's tough.
You know when
plastic,
you get your kids
it's
something for Christmas plastic. And you're like, why the fuck did I get this shit? I don't even know how you can't. There's no scissors for it. You're breaking shit. And I think that artist was talked about for the rest of the tour. And that's the story. I'm sticking to it. No names.
Wow. They really wanted it. Whoever it was could not wait.
It
just
it
couldn't wait.
Had to have it. A bunch of it.
It was amazing. Or so they told me.
Amsterdam.
Days off in Amsterdam. It's a song, Drake. I'm telling you now.
Oh, it's a song, Drake. Days off in Amsterdam. I just want to.
It's a great way to wrap it up.
First of all, thank you so much for coming.
You're so
welcome. You know
what
I mean? You are, you know, we consider you family and.
Likewise.
But your time, your energy, your artistry.
Yeah.
All of these things mean something to us.
Thank
and so
you.
We value
yeah, thank you.
Your
thank
presence. You. And we value. March.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah. We
one night stands only.
That's what you said.
Unless
you
they know. Turn into forevers and then it, you're welcome.
Hey, you're welcome. Sometimes you got to experience what the experience is going to be like in order to know if you want to continue experiencing a thing.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Thank
you. We appreciate you. This is here for you anytime.
Appreciate
anytime. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
Can't say that enough. Thank you, guys. My family.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
And she is her. Marcia Ambrosius.
Wonderful. Go again.
Ambrosius. Come on now, I'm from the womb, man.
R&B Money. R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.